listener production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. The Premier says a solutions package put to health unions this week is a genuine attempt to meet them in the middle. Jeremy Rockcliffe's unveiled a plan to help address workload pressures and encourage more people back into nursing and frontline roles, offering a $2,000 return to work bonus if they've resigned in the past year.
We are listening and we're taking action. We have and will continue to build our health workforce.
The proposal also includes a trial of clinical coaching for junior nurses and commencing early negotiations on a new wage deal. Health issues are set to dominate the agenda when National Cabinet meets in Canberra this morning. Monkeypox, COVID and foot and mouth disease will be discussed when state and territory leaders meet with the Prime Minister. The nation's Chief Medical Officer, Paul Kelly, will give a briefing on the current COVID wave with signs we've now passed the peak. The family of William Crowther has joined the conversation about the controversial statue of the former Premier in Franklin Square. Hayden is a relative and is pleading with council to keep the statue, telling News Corp he wasn't a cruel or evil man. Hobart Council is meeting tonight to discuss its removal. The statue's been the subject of intense hurt for the Aboriginal community, with Crowther accused of stealing and tampering with the remains of Aboriginal man William Lanny. For the first time in half a century, one swimmer has won three of the marquee freestyle events at the One Commonwealth Games. Ariane Titmus powering home to touch the wall first in the 400-metre final, adding to her golds from the 200 and 800-metre events. She's told Seven she wasn't sure it was possible.
This is my first race since trials and since having COVID, so I didn't know how I'd go, especially as an endurance athlete. I think I was worried about how being sick would affect me, but I'm happy with how I went and it's been a really fun week.
While Emma McKeon added a fifth gold to her collection in the medley relay and in track, no podium finish for Aussie Rowan Browning in the 100-metre final. Listener.